Sarthak Pal has asked Shlok, it's a three-parter or a four-parter. So with Lobera, depending on wanting goalkeeper and the centre backs there who are comfortable on their feet, four foreigners rule also coming with no genuine ball playing intensity there. What do you make of City structure? One, will they go with the flag of India CB to partner fall? I don't know. I think, okay, will they go with an
Indian
Indian
centre
CB
back,
to
yeah.
partner fall or leaving Santana? Or will they go with Santana and sacrifice Yahoo?
Yeah, I'm just gonna skim past this real quick. So basically, I see it happening two ways. I don't really see Fall being ben sorry, I don't really see us going with zero foreign centre backs. I see Yahoo being compromised. So I can ima so I've heard that Mumbai are in the race for getting Apuia right now. So I feel that him and Rowlin could be forming a partnership in midfield. Yahoo being benched, then you have Hernan and Fall in defense, and then you have your attacking mid in Hugo and whichever striker we sign. So there's that. That's one scenario. And the second is Yahoo starts, and I think maybe Fall sits and Mehtab plays, because the thing is, if you bench Hernan Santana, it becomes very easy to press Mumbai and win the ball back, because you lose a lot of natural progression from that team. Because then you only have Jahu, who is the natural ball player, maybe Rowlin as well, but it's still very easy to press us. And yeah, just these two scenarios is what I see going up ahead.
So he's apparently got a wind of the Beke signing. So he's also asked about Beke signing. Will
Right.
he be a right back or a centre back option, backup first choice?
It's a tough question, because it depends on Ameera nowadays' contract extension. Right now, he had signed him on a 1-year deal. I don't know how keen the club is on renewing him. I think they would want to, given that he's had
He's done really
a decent season.
well. He's done well, yeah.
Fairly well, I would say. So they might want to keep him around. The only question I have is, we already have Mohammed Rakib, who is a fairly attacking right back. And Lobera might like him, and we have him on like a 3 or 4 year deal. So if we do get Beke, I feel like he's gonna be a centre back, because solely because, see, Valpuria's contract ends at the end of this season, and then there's Mehtab, and I think he wants some experience going into that back line. And Beke is a pretty versatile player that way; he can play centre back, right back also. So, in
Okay.
that sense, yeah.
So who would you prefer in goal, Navas or Furba?
Furba, actually.
Really? Because
Yeah,
Navas
cause
is shorter.
one thing, I'm not a big fan of this whole Goa-ification process, as far as you know, like,
Earlier you were fighting against this.
because those are necessary players. Like, if it's not necessary, then why go for him anyway? And I think Furba is like way better at distribution than Navas is, to be fair. Like, you've got him on a 4-year deal, he's a pretty good keeper. Why go for Nawaz? Just promote internally.
Sorry, reality check.
Yeah.
This is Lobera as your coach. Lobera will want players he knows. It's as simple as that. This
I
is
know, that's why I'm on this spot and I'm not in Mumbai City FC, no.
this is as Mumbai City FC versus as much versus Lobera FC. Matlab versus nahi as in.
I know.
So
This is just who I prefer. I know it's gonna be Nawaz in the end only.
matlab mujhe to
I
pata
mean,
nahi.
of course, because they are going to pay him around 1 crore or something. So, of course, he's going to be the first choice. It's gonna be now. Nah, I mean, let's see what the scene is with Amrinder, because from what I know, it's not
He's
fully
gone.
confirmed.
He's going for sure. That's what I've been told.
Okay,
It's
but I
too
mean,
much
yeah,
money to
if he
turn
goes,
down,
then
man.
it's gonna be Nawaz only. Yeah, because I mean, then why would
But
like
now
Ferrando?
with the Champions League,
Yeah.
who knows? Maybe he wants to play the Champions League.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Sorry,
but I
I
feel
quote.
yesterday might have changed some things.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I need to quote Shlok from a couple of hours ago.
Oh my
Yeah,
God. I'm pretty sure I've said something stupid.
if you can't retain your best players, then what good are you? And you know that's how you are as a That's
club.
how you dismiss Goa, no?
No, that's how you dismiss Goa.
Yeah.
Let's see
When
if
Goaification of
he
Mumbai was
actually comes
happening,
through.
you dismiss Goa by saying
Yeah, no,
that.
I'm disappointed with, like, if you don't retain him, I'm gonna be very disappointed in the club. I'm not gonna defend the club there. Like,
Absolutely. He's the best goalkeeper in the country.
Like, we have money now, so like what reason can you lose him out to? Like, what the fuck even, you know? But anyway, that's a different rant. I don't want to get into that right now.
Guys, mujhe to abhi, I've just found out that Lachen is in Mumbai City. What is wrong with me? Sorry. But he did not play. Like there's no zero appearances, right? This season?
This season, no.
Sir, pura, all games Amrinder has played.
Huh.
Yeah, Lachenpa is from that Shillong.
Okay, okay. Huh. I mean,
Kashmir,
I
Kashmir.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kashmir. The last question from Sarthak was, bring Rohit on the show and ask him about his plans at Chennai City. You guys don't talk about the club. So, I'll do you one. I mean, I'll do as close as I can. I spoke to Rohit actually 2 days ago. I called him regarding some other story that I was doing, and we just ended up chatting, and he was sharing some vision for the club. So obviously this year they are, you know, in danger of being relegated, but they're trying to run the club as well as they can, because if you are an I-League club, right, you are extremely severely limited by a lot of issues. You don't get the sponsors because they ask you like, is this being shown on TV? And then they're like, ah, no, it's going to be shown on One Sports and in some random Facebook feed and whatnot. So they'll prefer to go to ISL or sometimes even go to a different sport itself. Like you could advertise in Pro Kabaddi and get a bigger viewership than, you know, sponsor I-League club and get. So that is one. And Chennai largely has functioned by selling their players to ISL teams and other teams. They'll develop the players and then sell them for a profit. Even Pedro Mansi, they sold him for some certain amount of money. So, in that sense, they're trying to be smart and not spend too much in a league. To be fair, completely fair, right? Like, what do you actually gain if you win the I-League? There is an AFC slot that, again, this year they didn't get. Who knows if next year, I mean, when this season finishes, if AIFF and FSGL have another, you know, trump up their sleeve or something that they pull out and, you know, again, shortchange the I-League clubs. So what do you actually gain if you win this thing? That's something that the I-League clubs have to realistically start looking at. Because this promotion also, although it's been promised that it will happen in a couple of years, there is nothing in return at this point in time. There's absolutely no hard proof that this is going to happen. So until something like that happens, I personally am not going to believe that an I-League team will be allowed purely on sporting merit to come up from I-League to ISL. It's not going to happen. They're going to throw some stupid roadblock.
I think they'll be I think they will be handpicked and the other
like how East Bengal happened. Maybe that can happen. Beyond that, I don't see it.
I'm very confident that a round glass Punjab FC will probably somehow reach ISL by merit or by wherever. That is the reason Roundglass has got into Punjab. They eventually want to be in ISL. So that way.
Yeah, makes sense. So what Rohit was saying is that they're going to focus on they have a deal with the Swiss club Basel. So they're going to try and focus on that deal. They have some few long-term projects lined up with them. And they have acquired some land in Coimbatore. And they are in the process of getting a FIFA-approved level facility over there and start construction to have a training ground and everything there. And then to try and generate revenue from that, infrastructure that they have by, you know, maybe having friendlies or renting it out and things like that. And have like a all-in-one place where they can even play the home games if you want. Because we've seen before that they get very good support in Coimbatore, which is like a place where a lot of people do turn up to watch the games live. And the stadium cost in Chennai is pretty insane and sometimes frankly unreasonable also. And unlike an IPL or a BCCI-run tournament, AIFF does very little in terms of helping stadium facilities and things. They have some amount of money that they give as subsidy for travel mostly. But beyond that, the clubs has to bear the renting of the stadium, which is basically upon the local government or the PYS or whatever is running those. The lights, the match day -1 and -2 expenses, then everything from maintaining the ground, watering the sprinklers at the right time, all these things, the logistics of it, everything they have to manage, and it's a huge cost. So that's a massive burden, which this year it's not really there, too much because they are all playing in a bubble. But generally, in terms of this airfare, travel, and I League travel is much crazier than an ISL travel because I League clubs, you have to go to Kashmir, you have to go to Imphal, you have to go, you know, all these crazy places where it's not easy to get to. So all these things considered, they are trying to run a club reasonably. They are trying to make sure that the tail is there. They have a very strong base. And most of the clubs in the country don't really have it. Some have a token, you know, system, youth system or development system, whatever they want to call, and nothing beyond it. But these guys are working towards ensuring that the lower end of the team is safe so that there is always going to be something for Chennai City. I don't know what will happen if they get relegated this year. I don't think it will change too much in their plans. And they might try to come back a season later because this year is a sort of a throwaway year. In the sense that none of these teams have really done much. Like very few teams have actually had a good preseason. So you were saying that Chennai team was training for 2 weeks in a half pitch. That's all they could accommodate because the government was not giving them a full ground also to go and train. So they were training in the half pitch somewhere for 2 weeks before they went to Kolkata for the league. So altogether, Chennai City, the merger part, I don't think is going to happen, at least for this year. There are some technicalities which I cannot reveal. But again, we've seen this also being told openly and then mergers and things being happening. So you never know. But I personally don't think it will happen this time. So this is generally an outlook of what Chennai is doing away from, you know, the playing the league and things. Because they want to ensure that there is a sustained production of Tamil Nadu players to the national level, which is really stagnant because they've given us really good players in the last few years, but the local league in Chennai does not happen. The Super Division has not happened in a few years. And it looks unlikely that it will happen this year also. So this Chennai City is successful in spite of the Federation. So that's something that I think people should always look at when they look at a team like Chennai and how successful they have been. And this year also, they have made sure they didn't spend too much. They have been smart about it. They got the assistant coach, who is a Tamil-speaking coach. Although he's Singaporean, he has got Tamil roots. So they have decided to go with him. They had inquired about a couple of other Indian coaches also. It didn't work out very well for them because they were on other contracts and other projects. But yeah, generally they are trying to make sure they run a club with a tight ship and ensure that they stay in the league until we know there is something concrete happening in terms of moving up to the ISL, which is where they can finally start getting, you know, the eyeballs and the money and the sponsorship and see if they can go the distance. So I hope that Sarthak, that answers the question about what is happening with the team as a overall.
Sorry, it doesn't answer my question that merger nahi ho raha kya?
That's what I've been told. It's too complicated at this point. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe, yeah. Maybe in a few years, but
a few months ago, I thought the deal was done.
Ho sakta yaar, like you never know, right? These things will suddenly pop up.
Maybe COVID changes things. So, mujhe apne tweets badalne padenge yaar going forward.
No. So let's see. Maybe one team can always play from Ahmedabad. You know, anyway, they're making a serious push for being a sporting city now, right?
So. Definitely. I mean, Ahmedabad can host the Olympics or some shitty statement came out. They're basically the next Bhubaneswar. So, I pay my taxes. It'll fund some team. It'll be some exposure to yahi hoga.
Okay, so the next question. Ashutosh Pense has asked, what do you think, without Star Sports, would this league have become this much popular?
No.
I don't think so, no.
No way.
Yeah. Star Sports is the single biggest contribution of Reliance and their might to Indian football. That is it. That is period. Once they got Star Sports on board, it was done. Their 75% of their job was done because Star Sports' apathy towards Indian football was exceptional. It should be the stuff of legends. Ki wo nafrat karte the Indian football se, kuch nahi dikhate the. Not a single national team match. Wo aata tha 10 sports. Apna nikaha kaha Sony pe nahi. पता नहीं कौन कौन सी चैनल थी उस टाइम पे, बट डीडी पे आता था, जी जी स्पोर्ट्स पे आता था, सॉरी जी पे भी आता था, जी एंड डीडी स्पोर्ट्स पे भी आता था शायद. बट दैट दैट इज दिस इज द वन बिगेस्ट लाइक द सिंगल बिगेस्ट थिंग यू कैन थिंक ऑफ कि व्हाट आईएसएल हैज ब्रॉट टू द टेबल इज कवरेज, बिकॉज विदाउट कवरेज दिस इज नथिंग. इट
They
इज
put it front and center, no, prime time.
प्राइम
Yeah.
टाइम, प्राइम
Before
टाइम.
that, it used to be afternoon, evening, 4 o'clock kickoff. अभी
हाँ
सब 7:30.
फिर भी बेशर्मों की तरह कंपेयर करते हैं कोलकाता डार्बी की व्यूअरशिप को आई लीग की व्यूअरशिप से.
उसके ऊपर आई थिंक स्टार स्पोर्ट्स इज ऑल्सो मैनेजिंग द मार्केटिंग फॉर ऑल द क्लब्स ना राइट नाउ. सेंट्रल पूल से ही निकाल के दे आर डूइंग
हाँ
इट आई थिंक.
everything just falls into place with Star Sports यार. if they are into a league or if they have to promote something, they do it at a next level, right? the quality,
हाँ
the
वही.
efficiency, the number of channels, it's just Star Sports is
And local languages.
the current owners for broadcasting, marketing, all sorts of viewership is just on Star Sports. I don't think the clubs are taking any massive effort, you know, maybe इधर उधर ads, but nothing too much.
Yeah, they have vernacular languages, which is absolutely essential, especially for a team from Chennai or a team from Bangalore or a team from Kerala. See, a lot of people listen to they don't want to listen to English commentary or Hindi commentary. They want to listen in their own language, and they've made it possible because they have that many number of channels running simultaneously.
In fact, even before ISL started, they were experimenting with the so before Hotstar there was starsports.com. That was the time I was working there. So they'd experiment with it with the Calcutta Football League in Bengali. It was on the platform. You could stream it live on starsport.com because it was with Star Bangla, the channel. I don't know if it's whether it is still with Star Bangla. So thoda tha, matlab their interest in Indian football had started sort of peaking because of all this thing. And abhi latest furore that will come is when the fans will be like, oh my God, Indian clubs are playing in the AFC competition and you don't even have the rights to show this and that, and ye hoga abhi next next in line, which has been happening for years and years, but now that an ISL side is in the Asian Champions League, so ab maza aayega. Let's see what starts. Usually when this would happen for national team matches, last day pata chalta tha ki haan, Star has got the rights to broadcast a national team match. So let's see what happens with the AFC competition.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get the rights, to be completely honest.
कुछ
But
होगा
let's see.
यार. I'm sure AFC will find some way of
You mean Patel sir will find some way.
or they'll just broadcast it on Facebook's live stream only in India and सब कुछ कुछ होगा मतलब through the
हाँ, तो
AFC.
फेसबुक में तो दिख जाएगा.
नहीं वो भी
Some
नहीं
channel
देखा.
somewhere they'll show.
देखा एफ एन आई एट द रेट एफ एन आई यूज टू गिव अस इलीगल स्ट्रीम्स द सेवियर.
Yeah. So yeah, without Star Sports, no, definitely they've got a lot of eyeballs on the sport. And to give devil the due, that we have to. Then money is asked. Why do some ISL club assemble 2 weeks, even though before 2 weeks, even though there was 7 month gap between seasons?
I think he's
Arey
talking
yaar,
about
like
Mumbai
I'll tell you
Indians.
honestly, some of these clubs are run by absolutely without much thought going into them, and at least. So I League teams, right? They have contracts running from the day one of pre-season to the day of the last match. Some of the clubs are offering contracts like that. There is no days before, no days after, because they are running on a tight budget, and some of them are badly run clubs as well. And when it comes to ISL, they have the money, but they are still badly run most of the time. Like you look at a team like Bengaluru FC, who started their pre-season 1 month before, like almost 2 weeks before anybody else has started, if not more, with their Indian players. And they bought the foreigners early enough to have a long pre-season. Same with Goa, most of these teams too. But some I-League teams, ISL teams are, I don't think 2 weeks was happened this season. But I wouldn't be surprised if they don't start running. Like even Hyderabad in the beginning, it looked very confusing because their foreigners were only arriving once the league started or like 2 days before the league started. Then you had to do a 14-day quarantine and all that kind of things. So yeah, some of
This
the logistics
person
and
may be confused between announcing time and signing time.
maybe that because Mumbai and signed everyone and didn't announce for like 3 months, no?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that is also a thing. But in I League, it definitely happens. 1 or 2 weeks before, they just everybody comes in. The contracts in I Leagues are crazy, some of them. Then Trevor Pereira has asked which league will survive, I League official or Indian Super League? Akar, take it away and run.
Sorry, the previous question, it's just about setting the calendar right, right? Calendar hi nahi hai, to fir kya karoge tum?
Abhi to ISL ka calendar aata hai. Pretty reasonably ahead of time they say when it's starting at least.
No, but ISL is not long enough. Na, wo 3 mahine khel ke kya karoge sirf? Matlab,
but that's the longest league we have, no? So we have to deal with that. Next year you have 27 games apparently. That's supposed to happen this year. Obviously it didn't happen. So yeah, let's see if it happens, and it'll be a longer league, and we'll see how many clubs can financially survive if it's a home and away proper season with that many extra games.
But I think this problem of this valid question of 2 weeks wala wagera, I think this was also because of COVID. So matlab wo assemble kar bhi to nahi paaye the log. So I think this will be sorted. I think teams will be more professional, and players won't be sort of just allowed to go. Matlab, karenge, train karenge or whatever. Even if there
are I mean, Mumbai City made sure. I mean, I know for a fact that other clubs have also done, but Mumbai, I had spoken to Vignesh Dakshinamurthy for a story, and then he was saying how during the lockdown they had internal competition in Mumbai City camp. Like, Kisne Zada Doda, and like who has the best resting heart rate, and Bipin Singh was a star. Just so that anybody wants to see why he was successful, because he had an outstanding pre-season that he made.
Yeah, service. He's always been like a crazy training person.
Yeah.
Which is good, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. So, Bull, Trevor Pereira, Akers, take it away. Which will survive, I-League official or Indian Super League?
अरे आई लीग ऑलरेडी मर्डर्ड व्हाट सर्वाइवल मतलब वो तो प्रॉफिट The coffin is already, I-League is inside the coffin. The coffin is closed. We just have to bury it. Wo bhi matlab ho hi chuka hai almost. Ito, matlab, we are in the hole and people are putting mud now. Matlab, upar se. It's only a matter of time. Jo puri tarah ho jayegi, matlab. Unless you change the name or whatever, it's dead anyway. So look, you should watch the I-League. Yaar. It's like what else do you say? It's dead. So one of these days, one of these seasons, this I-League or AIFF handle or Indian Football handle tweeted this something about the I-League starting and who will have the last laugh. It said they basically wanted to say who is likely to win according to you, and I basically retweeted and said Mrs. Ambani. So this is true. Who will have the last laugh? Mrs. Ambani. This was 3 years ago. This was always going to happen, and I don't think people realize how blatantly it has been killed. The conflict of interest in Indian football, if anybody knew this, they wouldn't be mocking the people who were trying to stand up to this, because it's just horrendous. Sometimes I have to just not think about it to not feel enraged all the time. So, dekha jayega. Chalo, anyway.
I have this weird theory that at some point Reliance will just decide to pull the plug and say, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. And then where does that leave us? You would have wrecked the landscape anyway. Have your league in tatters. And then you have to pick yourself up. And then where do you go? I keep having this thought in my head. What if they one day decide to like not do this anymore? It's not worth their time. That's my primary concern.
I mean, I'd thought about like something similar this year as well. I was thinking like, you know, when the CFG deal happened, I thought to myself, okay, like at least my club is not going to be defunct now. But what if the league just fucks off? Like, you know, just like how what happened to I-League, what if something happens here and they go for some like totally new project? What
Indian
then?
Indian Superior League they'll go for.
Yeah. Indian Superior League.
So my theory in this is Reliance kahin nahi ja raha hai. They're going to stay. One of the biggest reasons is how football is a status symbol across the world. You can't do that with cricket. If Mrs. Ambani who got into some committee, I forgot which committee, Olympic committee, wagera,
Olympic committee,
right? And Anthony Prapul Patel is some AFC ka kuch ya, FIFA vice president, nahi, AFC vice president. Bhi.
FIFA executive committee mein bhi hai.
Haan, just there are just too much global eyes on Indian football that is going to let Reliance stay here. They're not going anywhere. Unke liye pocket money hai waise bhi hai. So. I don't think that I know it's a doomsday scenario where they just pull the plug and go. But I don't think I think they're doing pretty well for themselves through India. So it's about How
yeah,
much?
stadium and named after them, so yeah, pretty well only.
Which one?
So, there's in our Reliance End, you know, in the new stadium. New
oh,
stadium.
Oh, chodo, with the cricket political controversy.
Narendra Modi Stadium.
Hmm. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, Arpan has asked a few questions. So, let's go through one by one. Opinions of the financial situation of ISL and I-League clubs. Very bad. That's my opinion. I-League, especially because they don't have that kind of financial backing in the first place. A lot of the Northeast clubs are run on sponsors who basically give a lot of dispensable income. It's like a community club, so they need a lot of investment. And going down to the second division league is really not going to be worth it. There are other clubs who are struggling to find sponsors in the I-League because it's not shown on TV, and without proper television coverage, most of these people, the investors and the sponsors, don't really care for it because they don't get any return of investment. And in ISL, again, nothing. You've seen two clubs already fold and restart somewhere else in the first 5-6 years only. We're hearing talk of other teams also. Every year we hear like they're saying 20-25 crore loss. So sustainability is going to be a big factor. And especially in a landscape like Indian football, where money is... I mean, we've seen so many clubs go bankrupt. Like I-League only, we had Bharat and BSK, Shivajians, Bharat FC, Pune FC. So many of them going bankrupt. So I don't think anybody is immune to that. And finances in India is... crazily over. The player market is insanely inflated. So these guys have to know how to run the club properly, budget them properly, and very few of them do a good job with that.
So is the current situation better than the past 5 to 10 years is what...
the second question is.
Yeah, that's the second question. That's tricky. I think the current situation is better if you look at the topmost pyramid, right? But the whole idea is they are... How do I explain it? Let's look at a public sector unit versus a private sector unit. Like, let's look at State Bank of India versus ICICI, right? I know State Bank of India, if it falls, it will be bailed out, vagera. But let's say there is an HDFC Bank and a State Bank of India, right? I will always prefer a private bank versus a PSU, right? Because that's where I want my money to go. Even though SBI is probably the safest option, wo bailout vagera ho jayega. Let's leave that from a service point of view, from a return of money point of view, you want a private entity always, right? This is the difference between an I-League and an ISL. Yeah. I-League mein owners were investing with AIFF running. Oh, sarkari, yaar, AIFF. Can you believe it? Can you? I wouldn't give 5 rupees to an entity which AIFF runs, and that's what I-League owners are doing. Versus an ISL owners, they're spending a lot. But they also know that there is this entity which is professional and which is you know, the mediator, the FSDL, etc. They are also in this game to earn something out of it. So they're going to run a professional league. The way they made ISL happen with the kind of grounds and coverage, right? It's because they are so heavily invested in it. I-League ka to matlab AIFF is just doesn't give a toss, right? And the problem is that this is not how it should have been. FSDL was also responsible for I-League. They were also supposed to initially conduct the I-League the same way they do ISL. But they've completely ignored it like a stepchild. So, matlab, the situation might be better. There is far more investment in the game. But equally, there are more clubs bleeding. So, you can say, 100 minus 75 versus 30 minus 5. You know what I mean? If I-League state somebody is investing 30 units and making only 5 units, they're bleeding by 25 units. But at ISL level, they're investing 100 units and recovering 75, but still bleeding by 25 units. So you probably prefer this situation, right? Let's at least pour more earning money in, even if all clubs are bleeding. So matlab, it's a precarious situation. This should have been handled better anyway. But what do I say? The situation isn't good. I don't know how certain clubs will survive. Certain clubs will definitely survive, like a Kerala Blasters, etc. Just from a community point of view, they're going to stick around. A Mumbai City is now going to stick around. I had no hope for Mumbai City, but they are in an excellent location for an Arab soft power game. The rest of it, I don't know. Northeast United, I don't know.
Chennai as well, for that matter.
Chennai, I think Chennai.
They have very good fan support and culture.
Yeah,
there,
maybe
so
like
they might
owner relocation scene.
Ah, sure. Maybe Chennai City could take up that mantle.
I think that could lead to the next question, because they're asking which clubs can we see in the ISL next season. So there was talk of like.
Next season, I don't see anybody coming, to be completely honest.
That's supposed to be a corporate entry, no?
But who's going to pay that kind of money?
I mean, so this is what I'd heard way back. I'm not sure how true this is, but it was about Abhishek Bachchan and Vita Dani moving out to Ahmedabad.
Yeah, that
and
is gone.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
apparently is not in the works anymore.
Right.
Yeah, because it's a difficult. That's what I was told. But again, like, all these things you can't completely trust, which it might end up happening at the end of the day. But yeah, it seems like unlikely at this point. And also, we have to see that this year, especially because of COVID and things, a lot of the companies are bleeding a lot.
Right.
So who would want to invest in this situation is difficult. And ISL. Again, it's never, I don't think they will allow an I-League team to come based on sporting merit, which I mean is promotion, winning the I-League and winning coming up, which is what the ASC roadmap suggests. They are not going to do that. It's an exclusionary thing. Unless you can have a certain amount of financial clout, you're not going to get there. So that would be my, maybe they'll like I said no earlier, Ahmedabad FC. Seems a very reasonable thing to expect to happen in the next couple of years.
There was that one company earlier on which had submitted a bid, right? In the preseason along with East Bengal. What happened to that? Did they?
Yeah, East Bengal, they were never going to get through. Because that whole portal was only open for East Bengal.
But still some
absolutely useless.
UK-based company came in, right? What the fuck was all that like?
Who knows if that is even true. So the next question is, broadcasting rights of ISL ending for Star Sports in 2024?
Yes.
Yep. Broadcasting rights for ISL will be up for an auction or whatever bidding in 2024. And Hogi bidding, matlab, even though Star Sports is part owner of the league, there's still going to be a broadcasting rights sort of thing. For this, closely keep an eye on the pro kabaddi broadcast rights that are up right now. So there is this entity called Marshall Sports. I think it's Marshall Sports. Marshall is the name. And it is Star Sports has a stake in it. So matlab, in general, it's taken in the sense that part owner hi hai. And pro kabaddi is their thing, essentially. But still, the rights are up for wo. The broadcast rights are up right now for auction. So, ye hai matlab, sorry, or not auction. I keep saying auction. It's bidding. It'll be interesting. Just keep an eye on the pro kabaddi wala kya scene chal raha hai. It'll most probably go back to Star Sports. It's very unlikely. But they do have a new structure now with Disney coming in. And a lot of the Star Sports folks who had actually sanctioned all these leagues, they're no longer there. Like your Uday Shankar, who is the CEO and all that. And the higher folks at Star India, who have left because Disney has come in with their own management style, etc. So pro kabaddi wala, basically you have to keep an eye on the pro kabaddi one. Let's see how that pans out. So you'll get an idea of how the ISL ones will do. But it's not a given that Star Sports would get the rights. Most probably they will. But if you want to bet, it'll be Star Sports. But it'll still be through a process.
Yes. So let's hope that goes well. And the last one is Akash. He's asked, with the league system currently in shambles, how, according to you, should FSTL build a healthy club football structure once pro relegation starts? Again, I don't think it'll start anytime soon. But nevertheless, let's look into that. Shlok, how do you think they should build the system?
I have to think of it.
Do you think I'll go ahead?
Yeah, go on.
Pro RL is promotion relegation.
Yeah, I got
so
that.
So essentially
go on,
what they're trying to for a sustainable thing, right? Everybody looks at this is what Masefield, once before he became pro ISL, was saying, why didn't they come and invest in the current league system that was already existing and had all these, you know, great legacy clubs playing. The public mostly only see the first tier, the top division. But for the top division to be successful, it is very important that the pyramids is very strong. So that's why EPL has a parachute payment plan, which has its own flaws, but nevertheless, there is a payment plan which goes down to the structure, all the way down to the grassroots. In India, there is nothing like that. There are 11 teams who have, say, 30 players. That is 330 players who play in the first division. And you have to pick a national team out of that. As opposed to any other league in the world where there are so many teams, like in Europe and things, or even in Japan, there are some 90-odd teams who are playing in various divisions. And there are that many more chances for players to play. So for you to have a healthy football structure, you need to have a good structure of clubs who are sustainable, who can run, who play enough matches. And from there, you can slowly build players from one division and bring them up to the first division and things. And this is very important. And today, we have seen the Chinese Super League champions shut shop. Chinese Super League champions, they are the winners. They shut shop. And one more team who is another major player who could potentially follow suit. And this is a league that was built on the top-down approach. That's how they wanted to develop their football. And they've splashed so much cash. It was unsustainable, everyone said. But it didn't look like it for a good 5, 6, 10 years, a decade. They were like spending so much money. But it's going to catch up. And this is a warning sign for India also, because you cannot go and splurge money on players and things and all these kind of stuff. So you have to ensure that, you know, there is some sustainability, there is some salary cap, which is in name is there in ISL, it's not really being followed. So it is going to be very difficult, especially when promotion and relegation starts, because if it does, which is a very big if, then the sustainable clubs, they will be able to stay there. And these ISL clubs, if they are not run properly, they'll go down. And then will they pull out? Are they going to stay in the second division? Are they going to play the I-League, or are they going to play a second division league if they go further down with the kind of investment and branding and marketing that has already gone into them? Like Leeds United went down and came back after like 10, 15 years. I don't think we have that kind of a passionate following for any ISL team at the moment, that there is going to be this groundswell of joy and emotion that supports it, that keeps a team afloat despite being bankrupt and things. I don't think that happens in India. If they go bankrupt, they just go completely out.
Right, yeah, definitely. It's just that you feel like ISL is just like pulling away from I-League completely in terms of finances, you know, and I-League is now at a point, I feel, where you have only two types of teams, wherein the ones that are ambitious and are trying to get a bid into ISL, or the ones that are like on the verge of shutting shop because of relegation. Like, I don't really see as many consistent teams in I-League that can actually stay there even at a mid-table level, maybe go for a bid in the ISL, or just like have that kind of continuous plan in their sights. You know, it's always like on the verge of something. So just, I think having like more financial equality between the two leagues, so that you go up, you go down, whatever. And then I would even say like, introduce a league for reserves, because again, you know, you need to train players, you'll get a bigger pool that way. You know, because again, you had said that the player market is so inflated right now. If you have a league for reserves, everyone gets time, you have a bigger player pool, whatnot, helps the national team and everything as well. So there's that. And I think they're just like, because of a country as big as India, there just has to be more leagues. It has to be more decentralized. I-League 2 and below that, you know, have like a zonal league, or like incorporate state league somehow. Have cup competitions that involves more clubs. Just have as much game time as possible. Because, again, it's like, if you're going to hold a league for just 4 months in a year, there's no way you'll be able to build a fan connect that well, because it's a very seasonal approach towards things. You'll never be able to... A lot of people can't give the local their first priority, because at the other end of the year, it's going to be European clubs that dominate prime time anyway. So there's a lot that needs to change in that aspect.
To that point, you said, no, decentralizing. Yeah. This one league to rule them all concept is relatively new in India. When the Indian golden age is going on, or when in
before the 2000s, so to say, so to speak.
Yeah.
There was, we were mainly a cup-based country. Like you would have King Stafford Cup, and then you would have IFA Shield, and then you would have Scissors Cup, and different, and it was seasonal again. Like Mohun Bagan would play the Kolkata League and play the cups over there, and then that team would be coming to Bombay and playing you know, tournaments over there, and then come to the south, and then they'll go to the northeast, and they go to Delhi for the Duran Cup and things like that. And that meant there was actually a time when the players had a booklet which AIFF had given them, saying that you can play a maximum of 50 games a season. Because the clubs used to play so many games, so many cup tournaments, that these guys would get injured and things like that. So they're actually, the national team, AIFF had reached a point where, no, you have to stop, cap the players from playing beyond this. And still they would go and play the black tournament. So that's a different matter altogether. But the point is, that many games a player used to get. And from there, we are coming to a situation where if you are the champions, you play, what, 23 games?
Yeah.
In the national league, if you are in the champion.
If you're lucky, you play 15 as an Indian, that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a concept that came from Europe, because they have a league. And England is like Karnataka size. So maybe little give or take.
Exactly.
Little.
The logistics get very easy then. Travel.
They
and
they can take a tube. And I think maximum for them is like 2.5 hour distance.
Yeah.
Travel. And Arsenal, arrogant fucks. Sometimes they fly for 10-minute flight, they've taken to Norwich and all. So it's like, it's a different situation. You cannot compare. India is a vast country. And you just need to ensure that the players play the most. And now that we've gone with the single league thing at the top division, maybe second division, no need to have a single division thing. Like you can have the rest of the teams play multiple cups and tournaments and leagues and things in their own areas. But I don't know how you can get that all together to funnel into a single league system at the top. So that's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Can I just contribute a bit?
Yeah.
It's basically the money from the top needs to trickle down. It's as simple as that. You can make all the structures you want, but there is just too much financial inequality. Right now, even the state associations sometimes run a league just because that's a minimum criteria for them to remain a state association, I guess. मतलब मजाक है अभी जो उत्तराखंड या जहाँ पे भी league हुई है देहरादून या पता नहीं कहाँ पे like a 2-week league or whatever. मतलब it's a tournament, it's not even a league. And generally, that's your the more local you go, that is where football is. A Calcutta Football League, a Mizo Premier League, a Goa Premier League is where things are, where these players are coming from. A Mizo Premier League is bare, is on its bare bones. It may or may not even continue. Like I think it's only continuing because it's such a part of that community. Varna they tried to get the league on Sony Live, and wo bhi nahi hua. Fir COVID mein aur battar hui situation. The situation got worse, and they had to cancel the season. But this is where it is, and that is where I'm hoping. Funnily enough, I don't know if you see the equivalence of IPL. I'm hoping ISL will spin-offs nahi hota jaise TV shows ke Breaking Bad ka wo all Saul movie ban gaya. The spin-off of an ISL is ki let's make a Kerala Premier League bigger. Let's make a Goa Premier League bigger. Let's launch this. Right? Because that's what happened with IPL, right? You have this Tamil Nadu Premier League, TNPL, and Karnataka Premier League, and I think aisi kuch leagues aati rehti hai TV pe, which are basically your T20 leagues after IPL started. Just to, because there was such a celebrity cricket league, bhi hai. Chalo, cricket is a different ball game altogether. they are paying celebrities to play and broadcasting it in such a good coverage that mujhe to rona aa jata hai when I look at the I-League matches. But the entire idea is ki it has to be regional, yaar. It has, the thing, football has to go regional. I don't know what the plan in the future is. It has to be regional. How to have the same team traveling across India and playing matches? Matlab, there has to be. You can't expand bhi kar lo, 40 matches kar do is league mein. It doesn't matter, yaar. The local football is local football. So, uspe focus aana hai, but they cry. There is no money in the game, and in general, they take the taxpayers' money and spend it on a world tour of 20 kids. Oh, so state associations are also pretty poor. So it's not just AIFF. The poor guys. The AIFF is bad. State associations are bad or worse. This is how it works. But it's very difficult to put a structure right now because मतलब दूर दूर तक क्या structure बनाओगे? You can make a structure and look at England or wherever. But where is it? And Sandeep just mentioned Chinese Super League. Not just the champions that have sort of gone bankrupt or sort of folded, but also there was a team expelled from the Asian Champions League because I don't know the reason, but Chinese Super League is unraveling. Chinese Super League was just because the president, you know, and the president of China had his basically ordered these industrialists to invest in this. Because he just wanted, again, from a status point of view, I think he wants football to increase and be the number one sport in China, to be number one there in football. So wo matlab, that came from influence. And similarly, when Reliance signed a contract here and there, then that's where I was hoping. I was very happy that, sahi hai yaar, matlab, because of Reliance's influence, a lot of these investors will come in, you know, because they want to be in bed with this highly influential family and all that. And in general, Star Sports has come in, right? Star Sports or Reliance or the government or the bahut hi waisi nexus hai. So one of these things has happened. But I was hoping that, like a naive person, that it's not going to be so selfish, such a selfish, one narrow-minded approach. I don't know what the plans are, but abhi matlab structure to bahut dur hai. Just let's hope ki ye local leagues, the ones that are flourishing, survive. That's all I have to say.
Okay, on that bombshell, I think we have actually spent a very long time recording podcasts, three back-to-back episodes over here. So I would like to thank you guys, both of you, for sitting so late into the night. It's 3:30 in the night to do the show. Thanks, guys.
No, it was actually quite fun.
Thank you for having us, dude.
Yeah, we'll keep doing this, man.
Yep.
And so to listeners, you can follow us on Injury Time IND on Twitter, Instagram, or wherever there's Facebook or whatever other social media platforms. We are also there in all audio platforms where you can find us. You can follow Akar Shet. Say it, dude.
Sorry, at what?
You can follow Akar Shet.
No, no, don't follow Akar Shet anywhere. Follow Football Baba at...
Okay,
football.
You can follow Football Baba at...
At Football Baba 90 on Instagram.
Yes, and you can follow Shlok at...
Keep it rolling on Twitter. Don't follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, and you can follow me also at Sandy Nonam on Twitter. I'm there on Instagram, but I never use it. So, till next episode when we bring in some more information and some fun discussions and some, you know, pretty interesting tidbits. Stay safe and enjoy the game. There's a pandemic going on, so please stay safe.